Bring out our black gentleman, double quick.
The boy sprinted off. The cavalier turned back to me.
Gorgeous animal. I ran him through the traces before I bought him, just to be sure. Galloped him a full mile, and he hardly even worked of a sweat. Smooth a gaze as ever I felt, and I'd not lie to your lordship on that account.
I nodded. A full-blooded Cairnsean was exactly suited to my purpose. They had a legendary endurance, but there would be no avoiding the price either. A well-trained fourth horse was worth a dozen talents. How much are you asking for him?
I want 2 solid marks,
he said without any hint of apology or wheedling in his voice. Merciful Taylor, 20 talents. He'd have to have silver shoes to be worth that much.
I'm in no mood for a lengthy dicker, however, I said shortly. You've made me well aware of that, my lord, he said. I'm telling you my honest price. Here, you'll see why.
The boy hurried out, leading a sleek monster of a horse. At least 18 hands tall, proud head and black from his nose to the tip of his tail.
He loves to run,
Caerva said with genuine affection in his voice. He ran a hand along the smooth black neck.
And look at that colour. Not so much as a pale whisker. That's why he's worth 20 if he's worth a single shim.
I don't care about the colour, I said absent-mindedly, while I looked him over for signs of injury or old age. There was nothing. He was glossy, young, strong. I just need to move quickly.
I understand, he said apologetically, but I can't just ignore the colouring. If I wait a span or two, some young lord will pay just for the snappy look of him.
I knew it was true.
Does he have a name?
I asked, moving slowly towards the black horse, letting him smell my hands and get used to me. Bargaining can be hurried, but befriending a horse cannot. Only a fool rushes first impressions with a spirited young Cairnsean.
Not one that's stuck on him, he said. What's your name, boy?
I asked gently, just so he could get used to the sound of my voice. He snuffed delicately at my hand, keeping close watch with one large, intelligent eye. He didn't back away, but he certainly wasn't at his ease either. I kept talking as I came closer, hoping he would relax at the sound of my voice.
You deserve a good name.
I hate to see some lordling with delusions of wit saddle you with some terrible name like Midnight or Sooty or Scut. I came closer and lay one hand along his neck. His skin twitched, but he didn't pull away. I needed to be sure of his temperament as much as his stamina. I couldn't take the risk of jumping on the back of a skittish horse.
Someone half clever might dub you Pitch or Scuttle, ill-favoured names, or Slate, a sedentary name, heaven forbid you end up Blackie. That's an ill-fitting name for a prince like you.
My father always talked to new horses in this way, in a steady, calming litany. As I stroked his neck, I kept speaking without giving any mind to what I said. Words don't matter to the horse. The tone of your voice is the important thing.
You've come a long way. You should have a proud name so folk won't think of you as common. Was your previous owner Kildish?
I asked.
De buona loe tu teriam queta palante.
I could sense him relax a bit at the sound of the familiar language. I walked on to his other side, still looking him over carefully and letting him get used to my presence.
Tuketa?
I asked him.
Are you cold? Tumane? Are you a shadow?
I wanted to say twilight, but I couldn't bring the Siaru word to mind. Rather than pause, I just bulled ahead, faking it as best I could as I eyed his hooves to see if they were chipped or cracked.
Tuketsahan? Are you first night?
The big black lowered his head and nuzzled me.
You like that one, do you?
I said with a bit of a laugh, knowing that what really happened was that he had caught scent of the package of dried apple I had tucked in one of the pockets of my cloak. The important thing was that he had a feel for me now. If he was comfortable enough to nuzzle at me for food, we could get along well enough for a hard day's ride.
Kesselan seems to suit him for a name, I said, turning back to Caerva. Anything else I need to know?
Caerva seemed disconcerted.
He shies a bit on his right side.
A bit?
Just a bit. It stands to reason that he...